From the Center for Investigative Reporting in PRX, this is Reveal. I'm Al Letson. The mid-coast of Maine is full of pine forests, sleepy harbors, and craggy beaches. For Charlie Wing, this part of the state is a place of easy summers and cold winters. Charlie's standing on a beach, looking out at an old pier and a lifeguard station. In the distance, lobster boats are prowling the mouth of the Kennebec River. Charlie remembers one blustery September afternoon when he and his son Chaz drove here.
It was storming that day, and it was colder than this. You know, it was not exactly a nice day, but this place has always kind of calmed me, and it seemed at the time like there was a storm inside Chaz. And I just wanted to try to talk to him and find out what was going on.
It was 2012. Chaz was 13, just starting eighth grade and in crisis. He was barely passing his classes, and he was talking about suicide. Charlie knew other kids were bullying his son at school, but not a lot more than that.
We started walking, and I just couldn't quite get... I didn't understand the depth of what had been happening to him. I was like, well, they're bullies. You got to stand up to them. You know, I've been bullied, and I was trying to give him the father-son. You know, you just got to be a man and stand up to them. And he was like, hmm.
Charlie and Chaz slowly made their way up the beach.
And I didn't feel like I was getting anywhere with him.
After about a mile, they turned around. Then Chaz stopped in the sand.
Yes, standing there looking out at the water and the waves and the wind coming at him and stuff. And he said, do you mind if I go in the water? And I wasn't sure what I thought because he'd threatened to commit suicide several times.
Chaz rolled up his pants, took off his shoes and socks, and placed them neatly on the beach. His father stared after him, wondering if he'd have to rescue his son.
He walked out, kind of up to his knees, and he started, like, yelling at the sky, listen to me, listen to me. And I didn't know what it meant, but he said it four or five times. All I understood was I think that I'm dealing with a problem that's larger than I really understand. At the time, I just didn't know. At the time, I didn't know there had been a sexual assault.
Before we go any further, you should know that's what our show is about today, sexual assault among school kids. It's an issue that isn't appropriate for all listeners. Often, when you hear about students being abused at school, it involves adults, teachers, coaches, or other staff. But our partners at the Associated Press spent more than a year investigating these cases, and they uncovered something surprising. For every one child abused by an adult at school, seven are abused by their peers. And it's a problem that extends to the U.S. military. Since we first aired this investigation last year, the AP found hundreds of cases of kids who were sexually assaulted by other kids at military bases. Many were overlooked or ignored by the authorities. We'll get to that later in the show. But first, the story of Chaz Wing. Like many people, he hid his abuse and pain for a long time. It's hard to talk about. But he opened up to Associated Press reporter Robin McDowell. And she brings us his story.
From his first days at Brunswick Junior High School, Chaz remembers being bullied. He tells me boys would corner him at his locker, taunt him. In the halls, they'd bump him. In class, they'd play jokes.
I think they picked on me because of my weight, the type of music I listened to, my interests, the way I acted, anything that wasn't completely cookie cutter, a middle school boy attitude.
Chaz is 18 now, but he's always been a quirky kid. His dark brown mullet hangs to his shoulders. He collects old records, cassettes, 8-track tapes. Instead of sports and video games, he started an analog club at school.
He's an interesting kid.
This is his mother, Amy, blonde, blue-eyed. She's a nurse who's passionate about her work and her two sons. She split up with Charlie when Chaz was in the fifth grade. She says when Chaz entered junior high, he was considered gifted and talented. Within a year, though, his grades started slipping, and he'd come home feeling confused and upset.
Why are the kids mean? Why are they mean to me? At first, I was like, well, you know, they have problems at home. They're just picking on you to make themselves feel better. If you ignore them, they'll stop.
Chaz tried to ignore the bullying, but it got a lot more personal.
There was the thing that they called the gay test. Can you tell me about it?
The gay test was when they lightly put their hand on your shoulder, and if you didn't notice it and bat it away in under 10 seconds, they would declare that you are gay, and you must have enjoyed it, and that's why you didn't knock their hand away. It was very uncomfortable. I definitely had to watch over my shoulder quite a bit. It would happen inside and out of school, and I didn't feel like I had any privacy.
Like a lot of schools around the country, Brunswick Junior High had a policy against bullying. Chaz remembers anti-bullying assemblies and posters. If you see something, say something. So he did. He complained so many times, some teachers labeled him a nuisance. The bullying got so bad, his mom Amy says she marched into Principal Walter Wallace's office several times. He told her he'd speak to the boys and their parents.
At first, he seemed like he was interested. I trusted that he would follow through and look into everything. You know, they kept saying that they were handling it.
Amy says Wallace didn't live up to his promises.
It's so beautiful, and just the salt air, something about the sea.
Ever since he was a kid, Charlie Wing liked coming here to Popham Beach. It's a half-hour drive from Brunswick.
I don't mind getting a little bit wet.
Charlie Wing looks like a biker with a graying, shaggy beard. He works at a big retailer and dresses like a drummer in a rock band. That's what he does for fun. On a blustery September day when he brought Chaz here, Charlie says it felt like a movie.
And we're getting blasted in the face with a little bit of rain and him just yelling at the wind, you know, yelling out at the furies of the powers that be, I suppose, you know. I'll never forget that. I'll never just that this is a big deal and I need to really start paying more attention.
Chaz didn't tell his dad anything then, but he was about to open up. It started after Amy met with a group of his teachers. Chaz was refusing to go to school. The teachers wanted to get him back into class. But they told Amy that Chaz needed to meet with them. So she headed home and told him.
And he said, no, I can't go. I said, Chaz, you have to. They want you to be at that meeting. And he grabbed the pillow on the bed and started holding it and was rocking back and forth, and he said, no, I can't go. And I said, you have to. And he said, Mom, no, I can't. They're going to hurt me. And I said, Chaz, you have to tell me what is going on. And he just kept saying, they're going to hurt me. They hurt me. I can't go back. And finally, I told him, I said, if you don't tell me, I can't help you. We can't fix this. I need to know what's going on. You have to tell me. And that's when he told me, started telling me everything.
Chaz told Amy something had happened to him at school, back in the seventh grade. He says some of the same boys who'd been bullying him sexually assaulted him. Later, Chaz gave more details under oath. He said some boys grabbed him in a school bathroom and raped him 3 different times. Chaz told me he didn't talk about this with anyone for months because he was ashamed and afraid.
They threatened to hurt my family and pets. They threatened to hurt me. They cut my arm, which I still have a scar from. They threatened to burn our house down.
On the one hand, it all made sense. On the other hand, I didn't want to believe it. I couldn't believe it. I had never in a million years thought school was where it was.
Amy Wing reported to the school what Chaz told her about the sexual assaults. Principal Wallace led an investigation but left the job of interviewing Chaz to his vice principal. The Brunswick police also investigated. The man in charge, he was also the school resource officer at Brunswick Junior High. If Chaz was telling the truth, then the assaults happened on their watch. The investigations wrapped up in about a month. The Brunswick Police Department and the school district determined there was no credible evidence to support Chaz's allegations, even though a state psychologist found strong evidence that Chaz was sexually abused.
I don't think people want to believe it happens, that sexual assault happens amongst children.
Courtney Beer is someone Amy Wing turned to for help. She's a staff attorney with Pine Tree, a nonprofit that offers free legal aid.
I just don't think people want to acknowledge that it exists. And the discouraging part is that there is no way to track the numbers.
Courtney says she believes Chaz was telling the truth. It became more real to her when she walked through Brunswick Junior High with him as she looked into the case.
You could see Chaz's raw sense of emotion when he had to walk into the bathrooms where the assaults had occurred. And memories were coming back to him as he walked through the school, and he was disclosing details that he had not reported previously because he was remembering them as we were there.
In 2015, the Wings filed a lawsuit claiming the district had violated Chaz's civil rights by not doing enough to stop the bullying and abuse. The state's Human Rights Commission joined them. School officials wouldn't talk to us, but they had to talk to Chaz's lawyers. We obtained hours of video depositions that were part of the lawsuit.
Yes. Good morning again, Mr. Wallace. Could you spell your full name for the record?
Walter Wallace, W-A-L-T-E-R.
In one deposition, attorney David Webert questions Principal Walter Wallace. He says other kids did bully Chaz from time to time, and the school dealt with it. He also says he couldn't verify a lot of what Chaz had to say.
Well, there were a lot of reports about things that we could not substantiate. There was this hypersensitivity to any look, any movement, any rushing in the hallway.
He tells the court that some of Chaz's problems with other students were his own fault.
Chaz is very opinionated. He likes what he likes. If you don't agree with him on things, he gets irritated with you. There's some arrogance.
Then they get into the sexual assault allegations. Wallace said he had trouble believing Chaz's story because he didn't think the attacks could have happened in the small bathroom stalls. And he believed what the other boys had to say.
One student's reaction was the student had no idea what even we were talking about. He had no frame of reference for anal sex. He was bewildered. He was confused. The other students immediately were shaking their head. No, that never happened. I wouldn't do that. Why would I do that?
Did you ever interview Chaz Wing about his allegations of sexual assault?
I did not.
In hindsight, should you have spoken directly to Chaz Wing?
I could have. I don't. I was confident in the notes that were taken. This was a sensitive case. We were trying to do this as quickly and as efficiently and complete as possible.
In his deposition, Chaz wears a black dress shirt and gray tie. He looks composed. Attorney Melissa Huey questions him for 8 hours over 2 days. At one point, she brings up the times other boys would gently touch his shoulder, the so-called gay test.
And why were you concerned that people might think you were gay?
Because it was taboo. It was frowned upon by the majority of students at the school there.
Attorney Courtney Beer attended many of the depositions.
It certainly felt to me that the district was seeking to somehow blame him for his involvement and for part of what happened. His sexuality was a topic of question, and that was something that the teachers had also asked him when he was in school as to whether or not he was gay, and if he wasn't, then why would it really matter if he was being called gay?
Do you recall complaining to anybody at Brunswick Junior High School that two male students told you, "I love you"?
Yes.
Do you remember whether you were offended by that or not?
At once.
Why would you be offended by that?
Objection. The tone of voice is really out of touch with reality.
You can't object to tone of voice.
Yes, I can.
Can you answer my question?
You're not supposed to be... You ask questions, you don't comment on answers. And your suggestion is contrary to the way the world works, and so I don't understand how you could have a good faith basis for suggesting that a middle school boy is not going to be upset by that comment.
Could you please repeat the question?
Why did it upset you that someone said, I love you?
Because I did not think it was appropriate for another male student to love me. I didn't see any reason for them to say they loved me.
Later, I asked Chaz if he thought the way the attorney questioned him felt like another kind of gay test.
Yes. Yes, definitely. I believe they were trying to solicit a more aggressive, angry response from me, trying to make me seem belligerent.
The school's attorney spends hours taking Chaz through each alleged assault in graphic detail. He describes how, on one occasion, two boys held him in the bathroom stall and raped him.
Okay. Then what happened?
I cleaned myself up, and I went back to class.
You went out to class?
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell anyone about this?
No.
And why not?
Because I was afraid that I would be in danger if I did.
After the depositions wrapped up, Chaz and his family felt a rush of emotions. It was painful for them to relive all the things Chaz says he went through. They were angry. Chaz says he also felt some relief that it was almost over. Within a few weeks, the two sides moved toward a settlement. The district agreed to pay $125,000. After legal fees, Chaz got $50,000. The district also promised to improve the way it tracks allegations of bullying. But what Chaz wanted most of all was an apology from the school district. There would be none.
We're going to follow this road all the way to the end of it.
I took a drive around Brunswick with Chaz. It's an old mill town, population 20,000.
Down to the right is the back way to get to the Goodwill, one of my favorite places to go shopping.
We pass the weekend flea market, where he sells some of the old electronics he collects. Back at home, Chaz leads me down into his basement. It's packed with stuff he's collected since he was little, stuff he can't seem to let go of.
Got the Selectivision RCA VCR here. I have a Betamax VCR there, a CED player. This is where everything that's too good for the flea market stays, everything I want to keep in my own collection. So that is a 1924 RCA with photophone audio capabilities. I like preserving the history. I like being able to access any tape, any disc that comes my way, be able to see what's on it, not just be left wondering, could this be footage of my parents or grandparents taking their first steps?
To Chaz, being able to tell a story that was trapped inside him is a bit like bringing these flickering images back to life. Now he just wants to move on. He says he might stay in Brunswick and find a job, or go away to college. Sometimes he just wants to hop on a bicycle and ride all the way down to Florida, where his grandparents live. Chaz says he hopes his decision to go public will help others who face bullying and sexual violence in school. He says he'd be willing to forgive the boys if they apologize to him. He doesn't feel that way about the Brunswick school officials.
They are all adults. They know full well what their actions mean. And one of their jobs is protecting the students. They were accepting taxpayer money for something they weren't doing. I don't think that they should still be in charge of a school district.
We reached out to the Brunswick School District. They wouldn't talk to us, but just before we wrapped up the story, the attorney for the school district, Melissa Huey, sent the Associated Press a statement. In it, she said one reason the district settled was to protect the boys that Chaz accused from a public trial. She called them the real victims. Thanks to the Associated Press's Robin McDowell for that story. It was produced by Michael Montgomery. When we come back, we'll look at sexual assault among kids on military bases and why the world's most powerful fighting force is unable to defend them or their families.
You send your children to school and think they'll be safe and taken care of, and this is like my worst nightmare come true.
You're listening to Revealed.